BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Tuesday, including more people who know very well they're punching way above their weight with their partner. Chris is getting his new look together as the temporary Radio 1 film critic, Annie Max on Real or No Real, and getting a lot of water in the face is Fern McCann on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon to you. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
I'm good, thanks. How was the day yesterday, just contemplating life by,
yeah,
the,
it was
by
all
the
right.
duck pond?
Well, I just felt like I should have a day off or take a day off. And then kind of regretted it because I didn't really have much to do, aside from driving range and a visit to Ruislip Duck Pond.
Were there any more ducks at any point? Because you said it was kind of duckless yesterday.
No, I'd go after them on the trade description. Because when I was young, I used to remember there was loads and loads of ducks in this pond, right? So I happened to pass it. I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll go visit there. I've not been there since I was about five. And no, disappointingly, low amount of ducks there.
Right, okay. Apparently, someone said it was Ruislip where you need to go for the ducks. There's more there.
That's where I was. I was at Ruislip Duck Pond.
Okay, I don't know then.
But anyway,
someone says something different to that. Like, you need to go down the road somewhere else. Anyway.
It wasn't the most productive of days off.
Anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, can I just ask why the name change on Twitter I've just seen there?
Well, because I've rebranded. Now that I'm Radio 1's film expert, whilst Ali Plum's on holiday, I've gone for a complete rebrand so that people can take me seriously. So, I'm now calling myself Christoph as a kind of alter ego for the film world.
And you've got that little thing over the... Over the O there.
Yeah, I just thought the first step is change the Twitter name. And then my plan is to just start following loads of other film experts, film people, actors, actresses, and so, just really get basically deep into the role.
Okay, so have you taken over from Ali as of now?
Yeah. The baton's been passed now, so I'm fully on.
Okay.
So effectively, I've got two jobs. I'm on this show, and I'm also now Radio 1's film expert.
Okay, I think, because this is like an alter ego for you, I think you need like a different picture as your profile picture as well. Oh my God, I've just seen it. Christoph, UK's number one film expert.
Yeah, I've changed the Twitter bio.
Hilarious.
You've got to embrace it. For a couple of weeks here, I've got this job just handed to me. It's about making the most of it. I want to get on film posters.
Actually ridiculous.
I want to be respected in this field.
What you need is a different profile picture though. You need an arty one. Think of like, you know, like arty black and white films with you in a roll neck. That's what I want.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Okay, black and white. Well, I can change that now.
You can't have that picture. If you're going to be Christoph, you can't have that picture on your profile. So let's do a new one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So what do you want me to do, Scott? I'm just going to gather a few things and then do a moody black and white photo on Twitter.
Yeah, if you're going to be Christoph, the UK's number one film expert, then... Yeah, just get maybe some dark clothes. I'm saying like grey or black.
Yeah.
And we'll do it all black and white and proper movie.
Nice.
Yeah? Okay, cool. We'll do that soon. We've got Innuendo Bingo today with Fern McCann coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fern McCann is here. Hiya.
Hi.
Good to see you.
And you. How you doing?
I'm really good. I can't believe that you've never played Innuendo Bingo.
I've never played.
Ever?
I've got away with it until now.
Yeah. So I know you've had a busy time. Obviously, you're doing This Morning all the time now. Regular showbiz updates on that.
Oh, yeah. Come from there this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
It is, actually.
Is it nerve-wracking?
I'm not going to lie. I do get nervous, but I've done it so much now that you just kind of get over it.
Yeah. You're a pro now, darling.
Thank you. Do you get nervous when you do this show?
No, because it's just fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also done it so many times now, it's all good.
I get adrenaline, but not like nervous, you know?
No, I definitely still get some nerves.
Yeah. Just been flicking through your book,
Oh,
Fern.
Have you?
Cross my heart.
Cross my heart.
Is it not, when the book's about to come out and you're like, oh no, I wish I could remove that now. Is there anything like that in there?
I had a few of those moments. I actually, I rang my manager and I was like, oh, you know, when you get really nervous, and I was thinking, no, did I really want to put that in?
Yeah.
But it was too late.
Yeah. No,
you can't remove it anyway.
The very nature of a book.
And it's out there for everyone to read.
It sure is.
Yeah. Why is it called Cross My Heart?
Well, when you're thinking of a name, you go through so many, you're like, oh, my story, no, it's been taken. And then you just, it's really hard to think of a name for your book. And we did the photo shoot and we picked that picture and it just kind of worked. And as a teenager and as a kid, you're kind of like, oh, cross my heart, I hope to die.
Yeah.
Keeping all your secrets. Well, that's the complete opposite, because this book is totally exposing and I'm not keeping any secrets.
I know, I'm particularly enjoying the bit about Russell B.
I knew he was going to bring that up.
He wouldn't stop texting, would he?
Nah.
Yeah. I think we can all guess who that
is. I don't want too much of a plot spoiler, but
I know.
Where does it end up?
You'll have to read the book.
Do I?
Read the book.
Yeah.
Chris, cross my heart.
And also, boo to Charlie. You went through an awful time, didn't you?
It was pretty horrendous, yeah.
Fern, I saw you opened a spa the other day, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
What other stuff have you had to open being Fern McCann? Because I've never been asked to open anything. Scott, you've been asked to open one or two things, right? Surely.
Yeah, I've opened a couple of things. I've taken my scissors along and opened them.
You got a good speech going and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, no, you opened my... I've got a bridge, Fern.
What?
I've got a bridge on the M3.
You have?
It's called the Scott Mills Bridge.
You know, Fleet Services.
Yeah. The bridge. Next time you go there, have a little stop and have a little picture.
What, was it like dedicated to you?
Yeah. They gave me a bridge last year.
I'm sorry. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Someone, I got a few tweets about it last night. I don't know why. It must have been because of the humid weather, but it smelled a bit last night. People were like, I'm not being funny, mate. Your bridge really smells. But it's good. Yeah, M3, Fleet Services. Stop there next time and have a look.
No, it's real. We did an opening ceremony and everything.
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
Yeah. So you've opened a spa. What else have you opened?
A couple of hair salons, you know, the huge beauty salons.
The huge spas. I'm excited to have you on Bingo today. Don't swear, because the water is initially cold. Have you brought a change of clothes?
I have brought a change of clothes, but I'm going straight home. I've got the afternoon off, which is nice.
So you're good. Anything else we need to say about it before we do it?
No, I think you've covered it, and we've got enough signs around the place saying, please do not swear, just to really hammer it home.
Just because when it first hits, it's like, whoa.
No, I won't swear. Yeah. Do you know what? I was asking the producer earlier, do you mind doing this, Chris?
Do I mind? No, are you joking?
The innuendo bingo, because you have to do it twice a week.
Yeah. It's great, though, especially in this weather.
Fern, this is what I do.
I mean, I've seen some of the clips.
Do you know what I mean? You must sometimes think, oh my word, I get paid for this.
Yeah.
This is
so
what
you
I
don't
do.
Mind.
Of course not. No, it's awesome.
You're going to love it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we've got Fern McCann here today for Innuendo Bingo. You ready over there?
I feel nervous.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous. It's fine. It's just water.
This is
okay.
Great.
Fern, what's this about you being in some Hollywood film or something?
Well, yeah, so I did a musical about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And, I did a musical about 2 months ago and want to get into my acting. Went to Cannes Film Festival.
And Bosch,
you got a job. And Bosch. I got a job. There you go.
No, it's so easy, isn't it?
I started working on short films and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's what I need to do, really.
She just went to Cannes and she's in a film.
Mm. She's got to mingle and liaise.
I heard of that happening.
Yeah. What, mingling?
No mingling around the right people in Cannes.
Oh, yeah,
Cannes,
of course.
You know,
especially in Cannes. Yeah. Okay, let's play Innuendo Bingo. The cameras are on. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. Get it on your phone. If you're doing loads of work today, just use this as a little break from work.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Here is Fern McCann and her debut on Innuendo Bingo. Okay, so I'll ask you both to take a lot of water.
Oh, right, what's wrong?
Sorry, I was just wondering when we're going to take the water.
You're so tense about this.
I feel really tense.
Right, once the first one's over with, then you're in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, don't worry. Okay. We're here to help.
You're very dressed up for this as well, it feels. I'm just brushing jeans and a hoodie and you're...
I've got a change of clothes and I'll come straight from come straight from this morning.
Yeah, yeah. So you look quite cans.
You look fabulous, darling, actually.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, water, please. Lots of water, as much as you can fit in the mouth. First, we're going over to Springwatch. Always a rich source of clips for innuendo bingo. Lolo Williams, though, really needs to realise that sometimes when you think something, you really shouldn't say it out loud.
Are you ready? There you go. Go on it. There you go, look.
Good girl. And she goes straight back on?
Straight back. Brilliant.
I have to say, I do like shags.
There's a type of bird there, of course. Shags, that's what they're called.
I do like shags.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine with this game, Fern.
More water, please. And as we go...
I'm drenched already.
I know.
Really not.
I feel it.
Wait till the end. More country life now on This Farming Life on BBC Two. Now, Martin is preparing for a big show. But I tell you, with an attitude like this, you will not be winning anything.
What we've got here is just young stocks. We're never really going to win a championship or anything because they're young. If we're in the top half of our class, we'll be happy with that.
Unlike John, Martin doesn't have high expectations for his bulls.
Thank you to Stuart for sending us that one. If you spot any clips for Inyona Bingo, email them over to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Poor Martin.
Unlike John, Martin doesn't have high expectations for his bulls.
Good noise at the end. Water, please.
Right.
Next, we've got a classic clip from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, featuring you, Fern McCann. Now, I can't believe you didn't scream, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, when this happened, Fern.
When you said you're over halfway, I thought, well, I've come this far.
Yeah. Just
I might as well. But the one that come on my face and under my nose and around my neck, I thought... I don't even know what to say.
Probably best not to say anything. You've already
what were
said
you it. Thinking? That's amazing.
Wait, say. Can you play that again?
Sure.
The one that come on my face and under my nose and round my neck, I thought.
Classic.
It was after a trial.
We've played, of course, we've played that a lot of times on this show.
Have you?
So many. It's one of our best ones. Water, please.
Oh, wait. I didn't even spit it out.
Oh, wait.
Hang on. Yes.
Now.
Sorry. What did he say?
It's all good.
Can you say it again?
No, it's all right.
Is it an inside joke?
Not at all.
It's not really. It's just something he does. When he gets excited, he goes, yeah.
I'm enjoying this.
Ah.
Now, Fern.
This top is...
You know George Clark's Amazing Sheds? It's a great show on telly. Water, please.
Yeah.
Now, Fern, from reading your book, I know you've seen a lot, but have you ever seen anything like this?
This impressive erection employs a wooden platform propped up by four hefty oak posts.
Propped up?
How are people actually saying this?
Because it's an amazing shed.
This impressive erection employs a wooden platform propped up by four hefty oak posts.
That is impressive, isn't it?
It's mighty.
Mighty. Water, please.
Oh, you enjoying this, Fern?
Yeah. I keep forgetting to... I'm just in sheer shock that people are actually saying this. And
I know.
Forgetting to spit it out.
Don't worry. You're doing well.
Now it's Australia with Simon Reeve on BBC One. Always amazes me what Simon's prepared to do on camera. Even when an Australian man he's never met before tells him to do this.
Leave it there for 3 or 4 seconds. Let it move around your mouth. Let it warm up in your mouth and it'll release more flavour. Yeah, as something gets warmer, it releases more flavour. No, swallow.
It's much better that way. I thought you were supposed to spit it out.
Wine tasting in Australia there with Simon Reeve. Thank you to Jeremy for sending that one in.
No, swallow.
It's much better that way. I thought you were supposed to spit it out.
And now we're going to Gogglebox on Channel 4. Love that show. One of the great things about Gogglebox is that it really does give you a fantastic insight into people's everyday lives. Listen to what Dave gets up to behind his wife's back.
If there's a bar of chocolate, they got to eat it.
Yeah.
Chris had 4 faggots the other night.
four faggots?
One night.
What, with peas and that?
No. Peas. Traditional Welsh dish faggots there, most commonly made from pork. Thanks to Scott and Bev for sending that one in.
I'm
so. It's getting wet now, yeah.
Yeah. How are you, though?
Quite full on. Yeah, I'm okay. You're mainly aiming down.
I wore the worst top.
Yes, it is a white top, Fern, but never mind.
Thanks for the warning, guys.
Do you want to borrow my jumper? You can have my jumper if you want. I'm happy to be a gentleman about it. No?
I mean.
Decide quickly.
No, we're all right.
We're all right. We've only got a couple more.
Fine.
Finally, we're going over to... not finally. This is one of the final ones. We're going over to the only way... it's because I said final too many times. We're going over to The Only Way is Essex on ITV, whatever it's on now. Encore? What is it on? B? Mm. One of them.
ITV
B. B, thank you. Bobby is on a first date... Now, Fern, you know what it's like on the show. You're being filmed everywhere you go. Would you be happy if they filmed you doing this?
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Only two.
What is he up to?
They were doing a pottery class on TOWIE, of course.
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Only two.
And finally...
Come on. Wait, right, last one, Fern. Let's go big.
Okay.
One of our favourite ever clips from Simon Mayo on BBC Radio 2. Simon gets away with telling stories on there that would never be allowed on Radio 1.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
And that was today's innuendo bingo with Fern McCann. You did a good job, Fern.
Thank you.
You are pretty wet right now, yeah.
I am.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Answer me honestly, would you come back and do it again?
Yes, but I'd wear a different top.
Okay, good. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Bryony on Twitter. She says, just two more essays and uni year one is done. Radio 1 is pushing me through this afternoon. Got some more good tunes coming up for you, including 21 Pilots. And a Luna George. What is happening with your Twitter?
Oh, well, so I've updated my profile picture now that I'm the Radio 1 film expert. You said I needed a more suitable profile picture.
Well, you called yourself Christoph.
I called myself...
It's like a full alter ego thing, is this?
Yeah, but rather than setting up a new Twitter, because that's long trying to get followers, I just thought I'd change my own. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Okay.
Because there's more on there.
Can we please... Obviously, you're listening to the radio, so you might not be able to get to Twitter and look at Chris Stark at the moment. But can we please discuss your profile picture?
Well, it's incredible because I managed to get hold of a roll neck that I found under your desk, which means that you store a roll neck at Radio 1.
Actually, you don't even know when you're going to need a roll neck sometimes.
You're such a roll neck person.
When have you ever seen me in a roll neck, please?
No, well, I haven't, which makes me think, when are you wearing the roll neck?
Weekends.
Yeah, is it like that?
No, not like that, but you know what I mean. I think they to make you look instantly smart.
Yeah, I agree. So I've put the roll neck on. I've done my kind of best Ali Plum sort of film pose, and that's now my profile picture. I'm really going for this, you know.
I know. This is because while Ali off of movies is away on holiday, for some unknown reason, someone at Radio 1 Management has thought, this will be a laugh.
No.
Let's make Chris the film expert
for a couple
of weeks.
No, they haven't. They've gone, Ali Plum's off, who is best to replace him?
Someone that knows zero about films.
That's how it works here.
It's very arty, actually.
You know what, that's really rude.
This could be your new look.
No, that is rude. That's like when Grimmy's off and they go, I know, who should we get to do the breakfast show? I could turn around and say, they only do it because they want to laugh. No, but that's what I mean. That's what you're saying to me. You don't like it when it's bad.
How low can you go?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think that's the case. I think they go, who should we get on? Who can do that job properly? Right, we'll get Scott Mills, get Chris along. Let's have it.
I feel like I've been winded. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, Christoph.
All right, mate.
Ready One's film expert. No, you can't go, all right, mate. It needs to be a little more sophisticated now.
Do you know what I said I would do last week? And I should stick with this, but Christoph should always talk in third person as well.
Oh, yeah, because that's my favourite thing that people do.
I say Christoph's well, thank you, Scott.
Is Christoph looking forward to bangers at 2:40?
He is, especially as he's 1-0 up and he wasn't even here to do it.
Oh, stop it. It's my worst thing. Please don't do that.
Actually phoned it in.
Do you know who you look like, I've decided?
Who?
Young Richard Osman.
Off Pointless?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll love that.
On your... he'll love that. On your Twitter at the moment, it's just to describe, it's Chris in a pair of glasses that he's borrowed from one of the team, makes him look well sophisticated, and a black roll neck, which he just found lying around the studio. Hey, listen, if you want to check out our mixes on the iPlayer Radio app, give it a try. There's loads of short mixes on playlists on there that could just suit your mood at any time of day. You can stream them on your phone, or you can download and listen to them at your leisure, on the train, on the bus, at college, at work, at school. They're really short kind of mixes, and there's loads of different ones, so you can just choose whatever you want, whenever you want, on the BBC iPlayer Radio app, absolutely free. Get it from your app store. On there at the moment, we've got all the student radio playlist, various people from student radio doing shows after over the last couple of weeks. Also, we've got Annie Mack's live mix. The Sound of Ibiza's on there, The Essential Mix, and Grimmie's Nick's Tape. The Scott Mills Daily. You know, tomorrow's Radio 1 Rock All Day is going to be absolutely ridiculous. If you love your rock, every single track is one of rock tomorrow. That lands me right in it for Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about that. We discussed this last week. There are some rocky Bumbleo versions about.
I think we're going to have to do one of those.
Yeah, you say that. Someone sent me one. It was proper heavy.
That's all right.
Like, unrecognisable in it being Bumbleo.
I'd quite like it to be, like, so you can hear at least what it is.
Honestly, it was proper screamy.
So, Annie Mack and Dan P. Carter have a special Radio 1 Rock show for you tomorrow night from 7. Annie Mack's going to be here to tell us all about it, because she's playing Real or No Real instead of Charlie Sloth today at 3:40.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Callum.
How's it going, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. I literally cannot wait for the Rock All Day tomorrow. I'm scared I didn't get tickets.
I know. I've just seen your Twitter, actually, because you just tweeted Radio 1, right?
I did, yes.
And you're absolutely gutted you didn't get tickets. You can hear it all here, though. You'll be able to watch it as well.
I know, but it's not the same as being there, though, is it?
I know, but you did go to Big Weekend.
I did.
Who were the best band?
It's got to be Bring Me, who you just played, 100%.
Yeah, you love that. I mean, the thing is, when we leave places like Exeter, you just want to do it all again. Do you know what I mean? Because it was so good.
I did. I mean, I may have snuck backstage and got a picture of Ollie Sykes as well. But that doesn't leave us.
Yeah, that's your secret, isn't it? That you've just told everyone.
That's absolutely fine.
So this is your type of music that you're really into. I'm just thinking bangers choice wise. I'm not sure if I've quite pitched it right.
You know what? I like absolutely anything. I mean, I saw a little bit of Meghan Trainor the other day as well.
Exactly.
Yes, Queen.
See, Yes, Queen. Like me, you like you do like all sorts of genres of music, and that's absolutely fine.
I do.
Oh, no, but Scott, you're more of a secret rock queen, aren't you?
I do like some, yeah. Okay, right, so listen, it's between me and Chris again. We don't know what each other have picked. It's up to you, Callum. Mm-hmm. Do what you want. Here's my one for you today. Okay, curveball, it's Hawaiian Air, Friendly Fires.
This is, I honestly, I don't want to wang on about it, but who is helping you with this?
No one.
You would never have thought of this on your own. No, I've never heard you talk about this song. I've never heard you play this song in any circumstance. I've been around your house, I've never heard it on shuffle or anything.
You're wrong, it was one of my favourites at the time.
Yeah, right. Or Callum, you
it
can
was.
Have this.
Listen back to the recordings of the time I was on with this song. Yes?
Can you meet me halfway? Old school Black Eyed Peas.
God.
Meet me halfway. Okay. This is a tune.
All right.
What do you mean, oh God? Anyway, this is good. You're not keen. Don't do whiffy face
at
me.
That was a
near. Oh, no, sorry, Callum. I was just having a go with Scott. Do you like it, though, Callum? Do you want it?
Well, I don't know. They're both pretty big bangers.
One of their worst.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty hard decision, to be fair.
I know.
I heard a rumour that you normally go with Scott. Is it? But even you must be finding that one difficult.
Is it a hard decision, though? Come on.
Who told you that?
Oh, what?
Little birdie.
Oh. Okay, right. I think I might have made my decision.
Okay, Callum, go for it.
Okay, Chris?
Hmm.
I do like that song. I really do like that song.
Okay.
It's a good song. It's a good party song. Chris, sorry, Scott.
Okay, you're confusing again. Me, yes?
Scott again, sorry. Yeah. Again, that is a very good song.
Thank you.
But I think I'm going to have to go with... Scott, I'm sorry, it's going to have to be Chris.
No, he said Chris! That's the best ever! Do you know what? You pressed too early there. You gave it all too soon. You got excited and you let it go.
Because you went... Scott, it's going to be Chris.
Do you know what? I'd love to hear an action replay.
Do you work on X Factor or something?
So good.
I'm there. The job's there.
As it limps onto Radio 1.
You went too early there. Right, let's enjoy it. Respect the banger.
Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish.
Cool. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
This has aged well.
I can't go any further than this.
I think I liked it at the time.
Yeah,
Meet Me Half Lame by Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1.
I still like it. It wasn't quite as good as I remember it.
The chorus is just like, oh.
But during that, you said to me, that you like quite nonchalantly, what's the word for it actually?
Nonchalantly?
Arrogantly said why I chose the better song, really. As if...
Hawaiian Air, it's a perfect summer song.
As if you're the real winner.
Absolute banger for a day like today. Do you want to relive the moment where I... press the button too early.
Oh, I loved that.
But I think I'm going to have to go with... Scott, I'm sorry, it's going to have to be Chris.
No, you said Chris! That's the best ever! Do you know what? You pressed too early there. You gave it all too soon.
Gutted, I am.
Oh, this is a tune.
I might put this one on tomorrow. 2-0 to you, fine.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Chris, yesterday in your absence, we were talking about people punching above their weight in relationships.
Yeah, I heard about this. Jason Punchin. Do you know who he is?
No.
Well, that's a phrase commonly used when someone's punching above their weight.
Who's Jason Punchin?
Footballer.
Oh. What, so you say if you see someone with someone that's hotter than you, go, you're Jason.
Jason.
Right,
yeah.
Got you, yeah. They're super hot. You're really not. Not you. I mean, generally, I'm talking about everyone, yeah.
Do you mean people that are genuinely punching, or are you just looking at two people and describing which one is hotter? Do you know what I mean? Like, does it work with us two as well?
It's not really that, Chris. I don't really want to get into that. It's basically...
You're a beast.
No.
I'm a beauty.
Absolutely not. I was saying I didn't think anyone would admit it on radio that they were punching, but so many people did. And I put out a tweet earlier in the day asking if anyone would admit it, and people were adding their boyfriends and girlfriends and saying, you might want to email Scott Mills.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, this, because it's a hard thing to admit to. Do you think I'm punching? I think you think I am, if I'm honest. And some other people have said the same.
I think a bit, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But then you know me really well, so actually what you should be saying is, no, if people got to know me really well, you'd say that she's punching.
No, if people got to know you really well, they'd know that she's punching.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah.
I just said it.
Okay.
Also, what I liked is people started comparing them and their partners to different things. So they would ring up and be like, well, yeah, I'm punching. She's a Bentley and I'm a Honda Jazz, that kind of thing.
Mm.
It feels like after we did this on the show yesterday, everybody is punching above their weight. It feels like the whole world is doing it.
Well, surely in any relationship, one of you is going to be slightly uglier. It's just a case of admitting it, isn't it?
I'm going to answer some calls now, right? As many as I can get through. Let's see if all of this lot on the line now are punching. Here we go. Line one.
Hi, it's Sean from Southampton. I'm age 31 and I'm punching.
I really enjoy this, you know.
You say it with such sincerity as well. It's like you're a contestant on a TV show.
He knows it. This could be a TV show, punching.
It could be punching. It could be the new Chase. Mixed with Take Me Out.
You know that you're punching though, don't you, Sean?
I do indeed.
What's your partner like?
She looks like Michelle Keegan.
And you?
Like a cheesy burrito.
I think I read yours out yesterday.
That's right, you did.
It's such an extreme one, that, isn't it? Michelle Keegan and a burrito. That's really good.
Did you say burrito or Dorito?
Definitely a cheesy Dorito.
Oh, you're a Dorito, wow. It's even worse.
Even worse. Okay, another one. Line two, hello.
Hello, I'm Rosie, I'm 20 from Bournemouth, and I'm punching.
Yes, Rosie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm good, you big puncher.
Basically, my boyfriend looks like Hercules and I look like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
I'm going to need to Google that one. What is it?
Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Roz from Monsters, Inc. She's the one who gets Mike Wazowski to get his paperwork in.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at a picture. It's like an evil librarian monster.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what you look like?
Slug.
Yeah, near enough.
Oh, wow. With the glasses there?
Not the glasses, minus the glasses, but yeah, getting there.
What are you saying he looks like?
Hercules.
Hercules.
Young, curly-haired, dark-eyed Hercules.
Doing well for yourself, aren't you?
I'm doing very well for myself.
Okay, line three, who's this?
Hello, I'm Gabby. I'm 22 from Cornwall, and I'm definitely punching.
Yes. Punching in Cornwall there.
Definitely, yep.
Describe your partner to me, Gabby.
So he's like 6 foot tall, something, tattooed, absolutely beautiful, like a Californian sunset. And then there's little old me that looks like a melted ice cream.
A what ice cream?
A melted ice cream.
A melted ice cream. I thought that's what you said.
What, like just like a blob?
Yeah, just like just a melty blob.
Blob with eyes.
Yeah.
And face.
Why are people admitting to this? It's so weird. I didn't expect this reaction.
Oh, God.
Wow, you must have really melted in this weather.
Yeah, I really have. It's really sunny in Cornwall as well, so...
And what's here, Californian sunset?
Yeah, Californian sunset, like absolutely beautiful. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
That's a weird thing to say about your boyfriend.
That's well dramatic.
Do you know, he's not even officially my boyfriend yet, so it's like even weirder.
Yeah,
he'll love this.
He will.
His mates will love it more.
Not even going out, but she's like, yeah, I'm punching.
I'm punching and he's a Californian sunset.
Maybe that's why we're not going out, because he knows that I'm punching.
Bye, you big melt.
Thanks, bye.
Let's do another one. Line four, hello.
Hello, my name's Rich and I'm punching. Whee!
How old are you, Rich?
I'm 27.
And where do you live?
I live in St Albans.
Tell me what she's like, please.
I'll put it like this. She's like a very, very, very expensive shoe, and I'm like the really awful, crusty foot that goes inside it. Oh, pause.
Wonderful. I mean, this was always going to happen, wasn't it? There was going to be one of these. I saw this coming.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Wonderful image.
Yeah. Are you loving life?
Oh, yeah, of course I am.
Of course you are.
Great.
Isn't it great? Isn't life brilliant?
I'm literally punching the air every single time.
Yeah.
I see her and I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you're so... you're a catch. Get in. I can tell. You're so proud as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Get in.
Yeah. I see people on public transport looking at her and I'm like, no. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, this is happening.
Not today, mate.
I'm not
maybe
her brother.
Maybe next week, but not today. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not her dad.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She's salmon fillet. I'm pasta bake. Thanks, CJ and Lester.
Oh, no, there's a debate to be had there. I love a pasta bake.
Yeah, but it's not better than salmon, though, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's so you, that is. It's clearly not.
That's like, I was trying to think of one myself, because I wasn't very good at these, and I was thinking, she's Filet-O-Fish. I'm a nugget. And then I thought, actually, I prefer nuggets to Filet-O-Fish anyway.
Okay. Well, do you want to be the Filet-O-Fish?
Filet-O-Fish sounds fancier than it is.
Also, who actually orders that? No one does.
It's Dutty.
You don't go in there and have that. No one does. Not for like, I don't know how long.
That's what I mean. So I'm proud to be the nugget.
Okay, well, you go for it. So there's Rock All Day tomorrow. Annie Mac and Daniel P. Carter from 7 p.m. A special extended show. Massive gig. From A Day to Remember, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, your favourites, Asking Alexandria, Blink-182 acoustic set, Moose Blood, Creeper and Against the Current. How many of those did I make up? They're all real. Tomorrow from 7 p.m. And in the daytime, Grimmy's going to be with Twin Atlantic, Clara will be with Blink-182 with a special performance. I'll be joined by the lads from All Time Low and Greg will have live music in the afternoon from Neck Deep.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
And what an honour to have Annie Mac on with us this afternoon.
Oh, really? It's an honour?
It's an honour, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, I'm pretty impressed at my timing. Because I was supposed to be in here at 3
40
on the dot,
and
I walked in at 3:40, like
smashed it
by the second.
Oh, I know, and that's not like
3:40.
You. Or me.
Normally I'm a little bit later, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm really impressed. So you're doing this big show with Dan P. Carter tomorrow night as part of the Rock All Dayer. So many bands, and an extended show, massive gig, right, tomorrow night?
It's incredible, yeah. So we're kind of going all out. We're going extreme. So it's not just an evening show. We're bringing rock music to every single show across the daytime, as you well know, live music. And my favourite line is, every track you hear throughout the day on Radio 1 will have a guitar in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that's tenuous.
Do you know what?
Yeah. You take that.
That doesn't just need to be rock, though, does it?
Exactly. I mean, some of the best Britney records have got some guitar in.
But I do like that kind of promise. It's good. So if you want to be geeky about it, you can listen to every show tomorrow and be like, oh, there's a guitar.
I didn't hear a guitar in that one. And you know we will get some of those.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the Rock All Dayer. Twin Atlantic with Grimmy, Blink-182 with Clara. I'll be joined by All Time Low, and Greg will have Neck Deep. Okay, Annie's here to play Real or No Real.
Okay.
A selection of facts, some real, some absolutely fabricated. Which is which?
Jade from Little Mix has been barred from her local curry house after annoying fellow diners by attempting to face swap with everything on the menu.
Okay, which one's Jade?
I don't know how you describe individual members of Little Mix.
Can you Google Imager?
I'm happy to do that, actually. That's the easy way to solve this.
Is this allowed?
Because I worry when you have to describe people on the radio, it ultimately ends up offensive.
Offensive, yeah. Oh, okay, sir.
Yeah?
You know Jade.
Hang on. Oh, yeah.
You know her.
Yeah, I know her.
So imagine she's going for a curry, which I can't actually imagine very often.
Yeah.
But occasionally, maybe it might be treat day or something. And she goes in there and, she, you know, everyone is face swapping everything right now. But she unfortunately did get and barred from the curry house near her house because she was, well, she went in there one evening and she was face swapping with absolutely everything on the menu. So,
I think we've run out of things to face swap with now. Yeah. I think it's done.
You can't face swap with a chana masala. You'll just look like you have acne.
Also, what's a chana masala?
What is that, Annie Mack?
Chana masala.
Where are
what's
you?
What's a chana masala? It's like a chickpea thing, isn't it?
Is it?
You're speaking to a vegan
God,
here.
What else do you know?
I've got to go towards the vegan dishes.
I love finding out about new foods, especially
it's good,
new curries.
Masala.
Okay, I'm getting that next. Yeah. Well, not now, but I will at some point.
Do you know what I mean, though? Why would you face swap with a curry dish? Mm. What's it? There's nothing funny about that. You just got brown blob on your face.
You say that because if you suddenly got a chicken boona with eyes, that's quite funny.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah.
Do not think. Mm. I agree, actually. Face swapping with it, because you really need to swap with two faces, really.
Yeah.
To kind of
it doesn't
make
quite
that thing
work otherwise.
It doesn't quite work. Okay, you can face swap with an animal or something. That's funny. But with a curry dish, I think no. I think that is an absolute no real.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think when you've been stuck on a tour bus for so long, these are the kind of little things that you find funny, but actually no one else maybe does. So I think, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Well, I say that. She hasn't been barred from her local curry house, so no real. Although she has been face swapping with naan bread. And
what?
It's kind of weird. If you look at her Instagram, she stated that the naan bread face swap gave her eyes and an Ali G goatee. It's kind of weird. It doesn't quite work, but she looked like that's what she does in her spare time.
Okay.
And next.
Calvin Harris has requested visitation rights to see Taylor Swift's cats since their split.
Hang on, rewind. They've split?
Oh, whoa, no, Annie. Did you not know?
I did not know they split.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
But have they really split?
But really.
Or is that some TMZ thing?
But really.
Have they really split?
Yeah, are you really upset?
No, I'm just kind of shocked because I thought they were going to get married and all.
I love that we broke the news to Annie Mack about this. So.
I love that you're all like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely off.
Well, that's quite a lot to take in, I've got to say.
About that. So it's got to the point a couple of days later where he's like, oh, I really miss the cats. So he has, how Los Angeles is this, has requested visitation rights. Got to do it all above board, haven't
you? But why do you need visitation rights? Because I think it's all amicable, isn't it?
You can't just barge in.
Is it?
Yeah, I
think
so.
Why have they split? Do we know?
Is
it working apart?
Scott will know.
Basically, he put something...
I love that Scott knows this, by the way.
Of course. Yeah. This is my life, honey. He put something on saying there, all that there is that is true in this is there is a massive amount of love and respect, and then she retweeted it, so it's all fine, I think.
Oh, so they acknowledge publicly on Twitter that it's over?
100%.
Okay.
Right.
And they both seem to be absolutely fine about it. Well, that's what they're saying anyway.
But wow. if he needs visitation rights for the cats, that would suggest that it's not so good.
That would suggest that he's given the key back.
Yeah, surely, you know, she's away a lot. She's on tour, so she would just, you know, if it was all amicable, she'd just ask him to pop in and feed them now.
Yeah,
and, you know,
like, he's definitely has to give the key back.
Yeah, I find it mad imagining Calvin Harris with cats.
I bet it's not a key, by the way. I bet it's some sort of a fob.
Yeah, it'd be a fob.
A private gate.
No, but haven't you, on his Insta, it's been him and her cats quite a
is
lot.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah. But some story about her going away and just leaving him alone in her house for ages and him being a bit like, cool, this is fun.
Just imagine him in amongst the cats, though. He's there, like, he brings out his cuddly side. Different. That's the thing about Taylor Swift. With everything I saw on social media, she brought out a side to Calvin Harris I hadn't seen up to then. Mm. His sort of cute boyfriend side.
Yeah. What if he hated the cats?
Yeah.
What if this was all a front and actually he couldn't wait to get rid of
them? What if the cats are the reason they broke up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sometimes you've just got to do things in relationships you don't really want to do because they do.
Compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah, like pretend to like cats.
But has he requested visitation rights to actually see Swifties' cat since they split? Annie Mac, real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
It's been reported that Calvin...
By who?
Well, been reported that while not desperate to keep up a relationship with Taylor Swift, not desperate, I love that. I'm not desperate. Is desperate to keep up a relationship with her two cats, Dr. Meredith Grey and Detective Olivia Benson, after growing very fond of them during their relationship.
I mean...
Mind-blowing. And finally...
You can now hire morning after maids to clean your flat and bring you a takeaway after a house party.
So...
Okay, that's a lot to take in as well.
Okay, so...
I can get my head around that whole concept.
Morning after maids, so you've had a big night, you've woken up, your flat's a mess, there's just, like, pizza and beer and stuff everywhere.
Do they kick people out as well? That'd be good.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? Mm.
Yeah, real, like, brutish-looking morning after maids.
What,
do you know
bouncers?
What I mean? Like, massive bouncers.
Yeah.
But maid outfits.
Yeah.
And then they clean your house if it's been, like, destroyed after a house party.
Yeah.
And they bring you food as well.
Yeah, well, great idea.
Clean and bring you food. Yes, please.
I think you'd have to be very rich to have a morning after maid, though, wouldn't you? Because they're coming and clean the flat, bring the food.
How much do you reckon that would be? Ooh. How much do you reckon it would cost? Like an hour?
Maybe. Wow, you're seriously looking into this, aren't you?
Yes. I've been waiting for it all my life.
I don't know.
That would annoy me, actually. Do you know what? The day after a house party, I don't want to be seen by anyone. Or
yeah,
be with
you,
anyone.
Yeah, but you blatantly just lock yourself in your room.
I do.
Pass the money under the door.
I do, and watch football or play on the
weigh
station.
You let them in, you go, right, there's the house, there's the mess, here's 200 quid, see you in 3 hours.
Oh, I see what
and
you mean.
And mine's a booner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yours is some fancy
a
one.
Chana
I've never...
masala.
Yeah.
Big up holy cow.
Incredible.
My local takeaway.
I like
no,
it.
No, fair.
It's great.
You're Annie Mac. You do what you want.
I bet you get a Christmas card from them. I do from mine.
But you've just set some levels there, Scott.
I do.
Do you get needy...
Every year,
if Annie Mac
happy Christmas.
This. Do you get needy pizza texts from companies? It gets to like
yes,
Friday and
Domino's
they start texting
the
you begging it.
Yeah.
No,
I do. And
stop saying brands.
Sorry. Well, other pizza brands are available, clearly. But I've heard you talk about this on the radio.
Yeah, they get well needy.
Yeah, it's well annoying.
So are there morning after maids to clean your flat and bring you a takeaway? Chris Stark, real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Annie Mac.
I'm going to go real because I hope that it is real.
That one is real.
Yes!
But it's in New Zealand.
Oh.
Here's what they do. The morning after maids, it's a new service. Not only will they come and completely clean your destroyed house after a house party, they will bring you a takeaway, painkillers, and they bring round some puppies for you to play with.
What?
That's the dream.
No, puppies, no.
No, but
really
that kind of
weird.
Comforting hangover thing is like, oh,
no,
puppies.
No, it
depends on the scale of your hangover, really, because sometimes you don't want to touch anything.
Yeah, and also, I feel for the puppies being put in that environment every time. It's like,
you'd be really loving to them the day after.
Breathing in stale smoke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, licking ashtrays and stuff.
Oh. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
Annie, you smashed it. I got 10. Annie, you got 20. Whoop, whoop.
Yay.
And my final word on your show, Scott, will be licking ashtrays.
See you tonight at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Good evening.
Looking forward to your show tonight. What have you got tonight, you know?
Oh, don't put me on the spot, Scott.
Annie Mac, tonight, new music, boom, 7
oh,
o'clock.
No, I know what we've got. It's live music night. We've got Protégé, we've got live reggae from 8 o'clock. Boom.
Sweet. Okay, awesome. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow is Radio 1's Rock All Dayer, and we have live music for you from All Time Low. Scott Mills.
Radio.